Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, greetings, greetings, Erev Tov, good evening. Yes, I, Melkam Mata. Yes, I, Rastafari Thursday Podcast, Zion, Upper Room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. 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 Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Here, 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 upper room, upper room. We have Psalm 31 here, getting the Midrash, the mix for the upper room tonight on the ear and in the irid. We're here in the 49th sabbatical study, Ki Tetzeh Bewata Gizeh, yay, yay, yay.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Here, 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 Psalm 31, the face, the emunah, the emnet, the hymenot of the falsely prosecuted, of the persecuted, right here, here, here in the season, coming up to New Year's, got a shear right here, this Rhema tune, a Rhema tune, right now tune here, fade away, yeah, yeah, yay.
Make that fade away.
Come with it.
Wu-a-fada. Who art in Zion? Always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth. Thine will be done on earth. Always be thy name.
Can't go as I am, it's a carnal mind.
Ah,
to write your response to your fears. You're bound to get fake, see a lot of work, cause that's fake, good conflict. Nana sorry, nana till you shall fade away, you know.
You think of only vanity and no love for humanity shall fade away.
Not sure.
Fade away.
Alright.
He who checks for only wealth and not for his physical health shall fade away. Fade away.
Me say me went down to an atabia to check sister fear. When I check a sister fear, me say she start to fade away. Me say you can't go as I am with your carnal mind. Your carnal mind have to stay behind. Say the righteous stand and then the wicked must fall. We're getting on the ball and don't you ever use stall. It's to fade away. What be me? It's to fade away. Could you put him away?
Let's rise and shine and give Jah the glory. His mercy endures for me. Make me free like a bird in a tree. Let's sing and shout His praises forever, so the world can see. Give thanks and praise to His majesty, knowing that He is the conquering lion, and He can set you free. Your children, open your eyes and see. The meek shall inherit the earth, and the wicked shall get his reward. Promise to give you the world, but don't listen to them boys, they are fraud. They'll never get away, no, 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 no. And if you weary, tired and heavy laden, your burden you know He will bear. Jah will protect you, so have no fear. You shall be like trees planted by the rivers, living with humbleness dear. No more in bondage, your niceness we share. The meek shall inherit the earth, and the wicked shall get his reward. Promise to give you the world, but don't listen them boys, they are fraud. They'll never get away, no, 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 never get away. Ooh. Let us stand and give Jah all the glory. Come, let us worship His name. He's yesterday and forever the same.
Where is the black man's paradise that Moses Calvary fought for yesterday? It will feel fighting for today, yeah. Where is the black man's paradise that Bob Marley fought for yesterday? And we're still fighting for today, yeah, yeah. Where is the black man's paradise? Martin Luther King fought for yesterday. And we're still fighting for today, yeah, yeah, yeah. This may be harsh to say, but we're living in a white world. It's a statement that many fear to say, but Jah is our protector and we fear not to say. It's a bread in this world, yeah, it's a bread in this world. Where is the black man's paradise? Malcolm X fought for yesterday, and we're still fighting for today, yeah.
You don't know nothing about me, so listen to what they say. Don't judge me. Spend a little more time to understand what I'm all about. Listen to me. You don't know where I'm coming from. I really don't care what I'm thinking.
You are going like so, well then when you come a dance asleep, you won't come text every sleep.
Jump asleep!
cause this is a brand new release. Come Little Johnny Wonder.
Well, you want a trip to his little boy. You want a trip to me, Lord. You wanna trust me, Lord? Hey. You feel that you're the baddest son, but tonight my soul has a fling, and you have to fade away, fade away. You say that you have enough to play, but tonight we are gonna kill you with it. You have to fade away, yeah. My song played up every day, yeah. And the few you have just can play no way, yeah. You feel that you is just done tonight, but you must suffice. You have to fade away, yeah.
Yo, I'm here to bless it up, you know.
The principle of Rastafari and the effect it have on my life as I look at you is tremendous, God. Like I said, it helped me to analyze issues in a more thorough manner. It helped me to look at things from all other perspectives. You know, overcome the evil with the good, you know, at all times. Hmm. And to always triumph where I see that, like, I'm, you know, who never prosper. Rastafari ever helped me to cross that bridge, and it has brightened the focus of the music, which I relate in all aspects, bringing a more spirituality into the music.
Here, 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 the evening psalm here, Psalm 81, evening psalm for the fifth day here for this Thursday. Yes, sir.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. Should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
couple of Rhema words right here. Here, this was recorded in the 400th year, but it still applies now, especially even more so now to this season, as we are approaching in this season the Hebrew, the Lunar New Year, corresponding also about six or so days after that. We have September 6th, the Lunar Rosh Hashanah New Year, then September 11th, the Solar New Year. And this year, that was recorded previously around this time, this season, for this 49th degree of I&I sabbatical study. Some Rhema words, some right now words right here, here, here. The soul of Jah. The soul of Jah Law. We also have the virtuous woman, the strong woman, the virtuous woman, reasoning. The Hebrew science, the science of the Hebrew and the Hebrew scriptures. True religion, the true Haimanot, the true faith, the living faith, Emuna, Haimanot from the Amina Afro-Shemitic root. And also the Hebrew civil rights, speaking about I&I rights and speaking about basic principles of law. So here this is recorded in the 400th year, 2019 into 2020. Here, 1 year later, 2021. Let's give it ear. Here, here, here.
Shalom, yes, Havarim, shalom. So here at the 49, just some reviews right here of the previous. Here we are working on our, I'll say, the master's degree of I&I study. Many ones are still working on the basic, we say the bachelor degree level, which is an important level, the basic, you know, Rastafari Yeshiva, the basic foundation studies, and that's beginning with the Torah portion, the reading and feedings, from Shavua to Shavua, from week to week, keeping it sabbatically strong, overcoming the weakness of the world flesh and the satanic system, in the readings and the feedings and the studies, right, to really begin to know the truth for I and I selves. So significant right there. Here we are at this year, the 2019, the 400th year, and have come to the 4 to roughly 5 year, right, fulfilling that 5 year of I and I sabbatical studies on the ear and in the iris. That means we have, you know, a series of copy books that we can review, and we have been reviewing. Therefore, many of the notes that we regularly would copy from Torah portion, you know, some of the notes from the Torah portion volumes, the TPVs, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for the Pentateuch, or the 5 volumes of HaTorah, of the 5 books of Moshe, you know, from Genesis to Exodus to Leviticus to Numbers and here to Deuteronomy. And here we have about 5 more. So there's often some highlights, you know, and some right now applications, especially when we get into the study of, okay, in the context, you know, the Peshat, the plain reading, is just looking at it in, see, them days and them times, you know, to the best of our ability to get a true and a right and an accurate perspective of what we have before I and I, right? And then also in the Berit Chadasha, the renewed covenant readings, the applications, the testimony of the blameless children of the Ethiopians. Now we're speaking about the ones of history, right, of the historical, we could say, past. So we're reviewing. That's the reviewing, like the rear view mirror. They say that 2020, I say hindsight is 2020. So here we are in the new year, Melkam Adis Amet Adarasachu. May a beautifully good new year reach you. The new year for Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the Kingdom of God new year, as per, right, September 11th in usual years, but here for the 2012 year, we have a leap year right here, and thus September 12th, 2012 marks the Ethiopian Kingdom of God. So we've already moved into a new, we could say, kingdom, right, according to that law of kingdom, that law of government year right here, and looking forward to the fulfillment of the Hebrew, the Hebraic, ecclesiastical to say, the churchical year. And that will be fulfilled in this year, this season, beginning on
now, once again, this was recorded in the 400th year. And so September 11th, the solar new year, with exception on leap years. So here, looking forward to the particular dates, September 6th, as well as September 11th. But the main message here for this 49th,
the true Christianity, right? The Meshachawian calendar and the count, we have September 28th for Maska, what's called Maska. And in the...
And in usual years, that was for the leap year, and the leap year is one day over, so September 12th in the leap year. That was the 400th year. We had a leap year. Here is more regular year, so September 11th in Mezkel, called Maska, the finding of the true cross that corresponds with Sukkot or tabernacles. So here.
Heard it, you know, and amongst the Gentiles, we say Maskal, or it is said Maskal. So Maskal, more correctly, Mezkel. Mezkel, what is Mezkel, a.k.a. Maskal? It is the finding of the true cross, the finding of the true cross. So it's interesting, even looking in this season this year, the previous 2018 to 2019, we saw a Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew, or we say the Jewish, the Judaic New Year, beginning on September 10th. And the Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year beginning September 11th. So we saw this alignment. Right? So we're still reviewing this alignment right here, because with the 400th year significance, you know, with the signs, right, and the right time. You see, it's the signs of the time, but we need to be able to tell right time, because we get the warning. That the Antichrist and his kingly character types and the world flesh and satanic sakura would seek to change times and laws. Seeking to change times and laws, oh yes they did, because this is why we have to refer to it as 2019, Gregorian 2019, but actually of the Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year, the true Christian New Year, the true time is 2012. Just
like we're looking at right here, moving forward into 2013, 2014.
Studies for themselves. We highly would recommend and encourage it, as well as reviewing, you know, the previous, you know, posts and uploads, previous broadcasts, you know, at least get to download it and save it and back it up while the supplies are available. And we, first of all, want to give thanks to those who contribution and donations, you know, even some of the items we would love to name by name, and we haven't really, you know, clarified whether ones, you know, some ones and ones prefer to give, you know, anonymously, so to speak. Others don't mind if you hail them up, like to hail up certain ones and ones, like Ross Patrick and others who have regularly given Sister Mary Rose, you know, and like co-laborers, ones like Ross Iason, right, ones like Yifteya, you know, also fellow podcasters and broadcasters on this platform.
Also, hail our brother David Canones. And the item know who the item be. Give thanks for supporting the ministry of his majesty.
And the broadcast is a wealth of knowledge, information, facts and evidence as well to be acquired, to be gathered. And here we're at the end of the year, coming to that fullness of the end of the year, the ingathering, you know, the ingathering of the crops. We have the first, and we have the latter rains. And, of course, the first and latter rains mean we have the first and the latter harvest. And so there's a harvest here at the end of the year. You know, the income, what has come in from the land, what has come in from that inheritance that he has given to I and I, even that consciousness. You know, the kingdom of God consciousness, the kingdom of Christ consciousness, entering into ninth Iritical, the cycle spiritual promised land, the higher, higher, higher heights, that heavenly land of heart and mind. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, on the earthly plane, the Aretz, as it is in the Shemayim, in the heavens. So as the heavens are turning around this earthly plane, and we observe and we note the time and the season. It's important for us to note the time and the season in so many ways. We can't depend on others to tell us what time is. Fall forward, fall backward, right? Spring forward. They say spring forward. Yeah, spring forward, spring forward, fall backward. You know, all this kind of crazy stuff. You know, even they're thinking to change this whole Greenwich, Greenwich time. Most ones live by the time of the Gentiles. The Gentiles say that it is 1 o'clock. You say it's 1 o'clock. It's 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, to Ethiopia's and the Ethiopians' credit, that even in spite of other uckeries that the careless Ethiopians have done and still must come to that repentance for themselves about, we still have that testimony of the true keeping of time, the true keeping of time, and not just the time of the years, right, in the big sense, but also the time of the day. When we read the Bible, we study the scriptures, from the Brit Yeshana, the Old Testament, to the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, especially in the New Testament, we find the various different hours of the day. Right? And one may imagine contradiction or confusion as they're looking at the time from the Western Gentile, or for a Hebrew or Israelite, a half original mind. This is why that word of prophecy in Amos chapter 9, verse 7, "Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children Israel, in more ways than one?" Because the kingdom, that government was taken from called Israel, and from Yehuda, from Israel and Judah, from all of Israel, as we have the Moshiach speaking to I and testifying even in Matteo, Matthew's gospel, the gospel according to Matthai, where he reveals to I that the kingdom, that government. So we point to works and books like From Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolf R. Windsor, right, or Valley of the Dry Bones. See, Valley of the Dry Bones, it really applies even more like once you have that groundation on From Babylon to Timbuktu. Very, very important historical point of reference, a resource, you know, just to get the basic 411s. Now, the Torah portion, reading and feedings and the studies for I, you know, to this present time, from 4 years, 4 to 5 years, and not just, as they say, not just, representing and being even a voice, you know, for this work and for Yahweh, Truth and Life, and the ministering of the good news of the King of Kings Christ, but also being involved, right, within the studies. This is why often I would prefer, you know, to be like a tutor, you know, referred to as tutor, because a teacher truly is HaMoshiach. Doesn't mean that we don't teach, we don't have call and opportunity to be teachers, because even the scriptures, it says, "For when the time when you should be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be and what be the what? First principles." Right, the first principles of the oracles, the Dibrei Elohim. Now here we're in Devarim, Dibrei Devarim, Dibrei, the words of Elohim, the words of the true good, the true God. What be? So here we are in Deuteronomy, the repetition of the law. Here the context, the Peshat, according to the context of the scripture, reading and studying, and also reading with comprehension, reading comprehension. A new generation of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Yisrael, are being given the directions, the instructions, the words, the barim again, right? A new generation. There was a generation that was redeemed. They were redeemed. Yes, they were. And they were brought out, Mitzrayim. They were redeemed and brought Mitzrayim, brought out of Kemet, brought out of Egypt, brought out of Mitzrayim. Right? But we already know from Numbers, Bamidbar, right? And also from the Psalm, you know, the Psalms and the daily Psalms, also a very important foundation. I recommend to some, begin off there with the daily Psalm, some of the resources that we have been able to utilize and also share with some of the fellow Talmudim and disciples. We also like to get some of these resources, like the Sefer Tehillim, you know, get a scan of that, see to get a PDF of that soon as a few of I and I, even in this Rastafari Yeshiva that have copies of the Sefer Tehillim, also the Chumash. Many ones and ones amongst I and I have the Chumash. Now, these are some additional resources, brothers and sisters, and there's particular printings that have more or less information. Some of the modern Tanakh kind of scrolls, because of the popularity of Jewish and Judaic studies, especially because of the rise of Kol Yisrael, I and I, many of these books out there, a lot of them are kind of stripped down and watered down. We have the Socino Press, right? Socino Press versions of the Chumash, which is like the Torah portion reading, if you the Torah readings and the Haftarah readings, all in one book with some very relevant and good footnote points of reference and studies that we seek to bring forward and share with ones and ones. But hopefully if we can get some of these documents more available, whether in their digital PDF form, this means that ones and ones amongst I and I, we have to come, let's reason on how we're going to scan these things, or if ones and ones going to scan so we can do these things in order and get it disseminated to the family so we really can strengthen ones and ones. It's so essential. Right, for we of the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and especially after or according to the order of Melchizedek, according to the order of Melchizedek. So in the review right here, I notice a few topical themes. One, and this is one that we hope to get into a little more reasoning on, but why the soul of the righteous, right, and so the righteous man and the soul of those serving, you know, in the, we say like the priestical or the Levitical, the priestly or the Levitical service. And this was the responsibility originally of all, right, of the B'nai Yisrael, but especially the firstborn sons, you know, until the Akari with the molten calf and other such like things. And then it was given to who? It was given to Halloween. It was given to the Lewawion. It was given to the Levites to serve in that function, that role. Now, coming forward from the B'rit Hashana, right, and looking at the prophets and the prophecies to the B'rit Chadash in the New Testament, right, we find that called according to what? Right? From the tribe of who? Judah. Right? So there is a, we can say, an upgrading, right? An upgrading of the law and the order. But there's a pattern. There's a key righteousness in the pattern. So we was going to ask, and we've been like meditating this, like, why is the soul of those who seek to be righteous, like righteous mind, especially? Why the soul of the righteous man, the soul of I and I who seek to serve in the priests and the Levitical functions, in that service to Yah, to Yahweh, to Jah, Jehovah, right? And to I and I, beloved people, why is that likened to the virtuous woman? I was seeing a comparison with the soul, right, of those who seek to walk it out and live it out, especially the mandem, because the virtuous woman, it applies to the woman. But why is the soul of the righteous man like and can be likened to the virtuous woman? Well, first of all, the soul, the psyche, the nefesh, is of a feminine nature. It's important for us to recognize that in males and females, Hebraically, according to the Hebrew science, right? According to the Hebrew da'at, according to Hebraic knowledge. And we can get into the details and even prove it even with that which ones may regard to be, quote, scientific, even according to a so-called modern, you know, science. At least some of the things are scientifical, but it's a whole different religion, modern science. But they do not own science. So there's the Hebrew and the Hebraic science of true religion. Let's point that out right there, the Hebrew science of true religion. These are some topical themes that we would like to expound and to build on. But just sharing some of the highlights, ones can, you know, write and, you know, note it and also follow up on their own meditation on this as well. All right, so why is the soul of the righteous, we could say, servant in Yahweh likened to the virtuous woman or the Eshet Hayil, right, the strong woman, Eshet Hayil, the wealthy, in the sense of wealthy woman? Well, one thing I notice is that even, you know, hours sometime before the broadcast, you know, the various evening podcasts and broadcasts that the LOJ Society, Line of Truth Society, and then radio, blog talk radio, or, you know, even if we're doing some vlogs or videos, that there'll be like sometimes hours beforehand where we're preparing the audio, preparing the clips, and maybe doing some of the aliyot, the recordings, or going over the Hebrew of the Tehillim. You know, and then even once we record it, also working and editing it. So one thing I give thanks and praise to Yahweh, to Jehovah for, B'Shem Yeshua, is for the development of various skills, you know, you know, just in the process of preparing, you know, preparing this up, preparing, like, so to speak, we say the Shulchan Aruch, you know, properly ordered. You know, at least as best as, you know, possible, because, you know, behind the scenes, you know, there are various challenges. Sometimes these challenges are technological and they're beyond us. You know, it's blog talk. And we say pray for blog talk, for real. You know, not all of us are completely satisfied with the service that so-called blog talk gives. You know what I mean? But being very practical, right, and the use of what we have available to the best, you know, to the best, you could say, outreach and output, you know, the blog talk radio. But we are looking at other apps, you know, some other services, you know, where we can continue to communicate the podcast and the broadcast. Because we've been looking at even the course, thanks to the contributors for your contribution, the donations, you know, as we've already mentioned, but to mention ones and ones again, you know, to give thanks and also to listen again to that from the liturgy, the Kedase, right, from His Majesty's Kedase concerning, you know, the tithes, the oblations, the sacrifice, the gifts, the offerings, you know, that we give, you know, to Jah's service, right, as well as how we live with one another. It's interesting because in the Hebrew, Hebraically, it's called tzedakah. Tzedakah sounds similar to even what the Islamics and the Mohammedans also call tzedakah. But Hebraically, to Ainai roots, the Hebraic idea of the tzedakah, right, from tzedak, which is to be right, to be righteous. Now, in the good is tzedek, right, or tzedkah, means truth, right, in the goodness. It's interesting, just looking at these comparisons, Afro-Shemitically, linguistically speaking. So in giving donations and in giving contributions, right, kesef, you know, silver, as you would say, you know, or money towards the service, Judaically speaking, before we even enter into, we can call it the gathering place, the holy place. I might say synagogue or mikorav, as it were, the assembly. outside, even outside the door before one enter into, you could say, the prayer hall, so to speak, the haykal, so to speak, is boxes for donations. And many times they'll have within the Asherit, the Hebrew, you know, the modern Hebrew, they'll have Sadaka on the box, and these are the donation boxes for the donation. So inside, it's not like in the churches or especially the black church, you know, where you hear one sometimes go on about giving because they got lights and gas and rent and other things to pay and so forth and so on, you know. And we're not getting into the details of that, but the same is for I and I in keeping this platform, this podcast, this broadcast going forward. So in the first Rhema reasoning, why the soul of the righteous, the soul of those who serve in the priestly, the Melchizedekian, we can say on a certain level, or the, as like the Levite, even the singers and players, why there's a lot of prep work, there's a lot of work that has to be done. And I was thinking about the Eshet Chayim, how it says that she rises up while it is yet night to prepare for those of her household. You know, I said, Chan, it's an interesting, you know, correspondence and sought to build on that, as well as in addition to the Hebrew science of true religion, because these are subject matters that we'd like to go into and bring out a little bit more, but ones will see it as points of reference, you know, as like a basic principle, you know, points of reference. And then there was one other, Hebrew civil rights. You know, we talk a lot about civil rights, and what occurred with the lost sheep or going down to Egypt, the march on Washington and all of that, Lincoln Monument and all that, Martin, you know, Luther, you know, Luther King Jr. and his dream, and pointing out in the V-Log and also other reasonings, the scriptural, prophetical point of reference in Jeremiah. And so ones might think, oh, well, civil rights, just the sound of it is bad. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that we have Hebrew civil rights, and to ask the question of what are our Hebrew, right, there are Hebrew civil rights. We're speaking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom being taken, the kingdom being restored, what a constitution is, the law of a government, the word for government in the Hebrew or the basic Peshat, Malkut, Mamleket, Malkut, kingdom, government, in the world of Amharic, Mengis. So seeing all of these connections, and when we say civil means what a government, right, the rights that a government either, depends on one's interpretation, grants or gives, right? Or in the more correct interpretation, the rights. See, when we say our Hebrew rights, right, our Hebrew rights, these rights have been granted and given to us in the same sense as we say our inalienable rights. And therefore, a true and a just government, right, affirms and protects and does all in its power to protect those rights that we are already given from the true good, that is to say, the true God. Right? So this is another area of reasoning on what our Hebrew civil rights, right, and to even by point of a reference, what was it called, comparison, as it were, with, okay, what do they call civil rights, right? Let's take some examples of civil rights, right? And what was lost, what was given up, right? The lost sheeple got lost because of the civil rights of wandering in the wilderness around the same old mountain, around the same old mountain. So when we start to understand the prophetic language of Scripture, just reading Jeremiah, I think from chapter 3 to around chapter 8, chapter 9. And as I was reading, and I was kind of reading at a lively pace, so I kind of like, you know, just kind of was reading, one might say scanning over, but being familiar with it, I was scanning over, and then I was zooming on certain words, and I even saw where it said, like, how it was vain, you know, help from, like these mountains. And mountain in scriptural language symbolizes also can be interpreted as a government. And we have Daniel's prophecy of the stone that was cut out of the mountain without human hands. And so we're looking at these links that we have also in real time, you know, in the real time application, looking at our true story, our true history, and thus the connection to Ethiopian World Federation, even this year, 2019, with the 82nd anniversary. Now, how old did they say that His Majesty was in his visitation? Was 82? I think they said 83. So seeing we're at this 400th year, seeing the alignment from 2018 to 2019 with Rosh Hashanah and with Addis Ahmet or Inkut Atash, if you please, but the Rosh Hashanah Addis Ahmet, September 10th, Rosh Hashanah Judeo, September 11th, Addis Ahmet, Ethiopiawi. So we have that Ethiopian Hebrew, another telltale sign even right here leading into this 400th year. So when we emphasize regularly.
Yes, I give thanks. Just a kind of update, as Yeshua HaMoshiach says, a good man brings from his treasure some things old, some things new. That was from 20. Yes, that's from 2019. Isis. Yeah, 2019, 2020, or something. Some might not have heard the sound for a moment, just some technicals here on the board. But let's return right here, here, here. Yes, I give here, right here. A little more.
You give a witness, right, it's there to protect and to also project your particular interests. You have a witness. You have a testimony. So, you know, witness protection. So we have the Torah, right? Direction, instruction, Aseret Debarim, within the Ark, within the Tabernacle, right? Being kept by the Lewawiyah, right? The people who are the people of that covenant doing their part in service, right? And their part in service and thanks and praises. This is one of the ways, even at the three times in the year, the Shilosh Regalim, that the Israelites, and I'm pointing out the Israelites, especially those who had received inheritance. See, in order to really fully comprehend the Brit Chadasha, or the renewed covenant sense, one would have to get a good sense of how was the old covenant applied, you know, in what context. So the three times in the year shall all the males of Yisrael, specifically, it's those who are descendants of the patriarchs who have land and inheritance rights. They are the ones because they have income. They have the income that comes in the first harvest, right, the former harvest, and also they have income that comes in the latter harvest, even at the end of the year. So they have received land. And from that land, the good things of that land, they are commanded to give, right, the first, you know, to give the first, right, to he who be we be, to the land Lord, to Egziaviher, to the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. They are to give to the land Lord for what they have been given. This is one of the reasons why to emphasize is that they shall not appear empty, because that's to say that you got land, you got inheritance, and there's no good has come from the land, right? That points to either some breach, right, in the covenant, but not on he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem's behalf or part, but on the people's behalf or part. So in looking at who would give, you know, we talk about tithes. Tithe is a tenth of that which you had gotten in from your crops and from your land. That's the income. So when we start to talk about in the secular sense, in the worldly sense, you know, taxes and how income tax is really supposed to be for ones who either own a business, have employees, or have income that comes in, you know, from their crops, from their land, or from their business, and they give a portion to the authorizing entity that gives them the authorization, you know, authorization to do what they do, you know. So therefore, if a business receives the right to make profit, make money as a business, it gives a certain portion to that issuing government. So the connection of the kingdom being restored to INI and the connection with the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, the constitution and bylaws, right, and the first principles is beyond, you know, beyond being able to be easily summed up without looking at the right now applications. Because the right now application, this is what gives INI the true and good hope, or tesva, hatikva, expectation in looking forward, right, and looking forward, but also recognizing presently, right, presently how it applies. So the Hebrew civil rights, what are there? Question, are there Hebrew civil rights? What are these Hebrew civil rights? And maybe before we get into the Hebrew civil rights, we need to just go over a view of what is civil. What does civil mean? Rights. What does civil rights? These are rights that some define as being granted by government. Right? And see, that's the experience of us under other gods. Right? The lost sheep or black and brown peoples under other gods. Right? And if you don't have to so-called be like Eve, me. All you need to do is look outside these court buildings or look in the court building. Look at their artwork. Look at their pictures. Do you see certain pictures of gods and goddesses, especially the goddesses? I mean, you can see it on all of, I think, each one of the 50 so-called states of the United States have a seal, a motto, so forth and so on. Whatever state you are in, at least get to know, that's interesting, right, whatever state you are in. But here, speaking especially to the diaspora, especially here in these here United States, in this great whale of a country, we say that, you know, kind of like a, they say tongue-in-cheek or something like that. I don't know what that means, but say that someone, there's a little humor in that rumor right there, because when you look at, you know, what is said to be the outline or the borders of the United States of America, it looks like a fish. It looks like a big fish. You know, it's that prophecy concerning Jonah, right? Jonah, right? And also Moshiach, you mentioned the queen of the south, speaking of the queen of Sheba, the queen of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians right there. So these are a couple of the rhema words right here. That because many of the iditation and meditations being so profound in some ways, so sweet in other ways, but also some of them are dreadful and they are frightful in some senses. And so this is why there's the urgency, right? Urgency, you know, right now, application, the urgency to get to here, to get to back up these. Ones can share and contribute and donate if Jah has blessed you, you know, then the I them can also be a blessing too, so we can sustain and continue this particular, you know, ministry, you know, whether by these means here, we note this here, we have completed the 4 years, and for good measure, we added another year, 5 years. And 5 years is usually called what the trivium or quadrivium, trivium. I give thanks for that word, sound Sister Mariam. I need to also review that as well. Looking at the educational system, three types of education, Gormawi Nugus Neges points out to we. There is general education. So generally speaking, this has been general education. Right, there's a yearly cycle, but it would take at least perhaps in your second year. The first year, just enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, as one would say, you know, through the year. Take note. Right? And as best as possible, as we had recommended, you know, RSS, the hashtag, the number, whatever it's called in the Peshat, the plain reading, you know, the basics, and just write your notes. More and more we'll get to share a little bit more, and even we have even received sharing from other Talmudim or Talmud, you know, disciples, that's the Hebraic, Talmudim, because the Talmud is a teaching, give us the teaching of His Majesty. Others have shared their notes and everything. And sometimes we even learn, you know, certain things to upgrade, you know, iron sharpen iron. One hand washes the other and both hands wash the face. Yes, I, Chabarim, make I and I be clean. Yes, I. And come out of this Babylonian dream and see the true vision. Right, the true vision. This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Yes, 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 yes. Just touching on some of the overview, because a lot that's packed in. Let's just check the mics right here, here, here. A lot that's packed in into these Torah readings and feedings right here. And Kitay say, when you go forward, when you enter in, when ye become into the land, in entering into the land. That point about tithe is interesting, because tithe, yes, is in the Old Testament. But did you know that there are more than one kind of tithe? And one of those tithes, actually the people who would be tithing, that's one tithe that they basically keep up for their own spending when they go to make pilgrimage. The preacher didn't tell you about that one right there. In other words, one tithe, you tithe, but that tithe is to be used for your household. For your household, and of course for the Levites, that it means you had your own priest within your gates, or one who devoted themselves to Torah study, so that if one needed to have a check on anything or a clarification of anything, then one would have that one in your gates. But there was one tithe, that's kind of interesting, coming up in the next Torah reading and feeding. Sometimes these are doubled up. Kitay, when you be entered, you know, when you go forth, the idea when you go forth to war, this here completes the war laws right here, here in this 49th degree of I&I sabbatical studies. Just important to kind of touch on some of the details, because the previous was Shoftim. And there Moses had defined an extensive system of justice for the Israelites, for the B'nai sons of Yisrael. And he pointed to the coming Messiah, Moshiach, who would be the rightful king of Yisrael, of Israel. Now, here, now 49th degree, picking up Deuteronomy chapter 21 at verse 10, Moshe here, he returns to the immediate concern of life and the liberty in the promised land by providing further laws, or Hebraically speaking, Torot, directions, instructions, to be enforced regarding civil life, thus the civil rights and the civil liberty. Now, civil has to do with government or kingdom. Government or kingdom, the kingdom liberty, the kingdom life, the civil life, the kingdom rights, the civil rights in Yisrael. In fact, in Yehudi and Jah people tradition, it identifies in this Torah reading and feeding no less than 74 of the Torah's 613 commandments. In this parsha, in this portion, this reading here from Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 10 to chapter 25, verse 19, more than any other reading or feeding. Here, 74 of the 613. That includes the positive as well as the negative commandments. The positive commandments, thou shalt do. The thou shalt do. The negative ones, thou shalt not do. Covering a wide assortment of rules and regulations relating to ethical warfare, family life, family liberty, burial of the deceased, property laws. Love this one right here, the humane treatment of animals. I mean, who knew that in Ha Torah, well, Jah knew, and now I and I, Jah children, Jah babes and sucklings, we get to know this, that the humane treatment of animals is also outlined here, here, here. Fair labor practices and honest economic transactions. So in reviewing this in season out of season, over and over, we say, Chan, the better things that we even have in the Western Gentile society comes from what they call common law. Common law. Now, this goes back to the time when we Hebrews and the black Israelites and black rulers ruled in Europe and ruled by way of the Bible and the scriptures. Even as Christians, many of them had the Yehudi, Judaic, and Israelite roots. And therefore, we civilize, you know, those tribes over there, those white people, the white tribes. Well, like a lot of things, you know, things sometimes fall down. But still, from what we had showed them, many of these things, for example, like interest, things like interest rates, right, and how interest rates are not to be applied to those who are of, we could say, of the people or of that system of government, but other nations, we can have interest rates on them, but not to charge interest to our own people. So some principles here, for example, we heard something, you had an appointment, and they talked about something with, you know, you get a loan and they say, like, well, it's interest-free for 24, 36 months. And then, you know, after that, the interest kicks in. I said, even that little nuance in the law, it comes from something else. And we get to find a lot of it comes from scripture as we study the scripture. So these are some of the areas right here. Ethical warfare, family life, burial of deceased, property laws, humane treatment of animals, fair labor practices, and honest economic transactions. Of particular interest, there's one particular subject matter that is quite interesting right here, 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 and it's a statement that a man who was executed and, quote, hanged on the tree, all eight, as we mentioned before, is tree. The word eight is tree in the Hebrew, also in the Ethiopic. Yet in the world of Amharic, we have this eight as herb, or it's enunciated as it's. The it's eight. So all eight upon the tree is under the curse of Hailahim, is under the curse of Elohim. This is particularly interesting to note right here, 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 you know, in consideration of what we have in the Brit Hadashah, what we have in the New Testament and the New Covenant Scripture. We'll get into that one right there a little bit more right here, here, here. Having a little bit of trouble right here with one of our boards right here. Let's see what's going on right here. My co-laborer, if you could pull up that tune, Nail, the one Damian Marley, that one right there, Nail Pun Cross. Bring that up for a moment. We may have to reboot over here. All right, we also have Psalm 31 coming forward. The eye them can hear I. I am still heard right here. On the, yeah, I can hear it coming in. Give thanks. Tola Rabba. Yes, sir. Miss Ghana. Give thanks. Here, all eight on the tree.
Crucified the Son of God. Be careful who you never cross. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Things is getting rougher and some can't find a supper. Much less a good breakfast, no. What a lucky thing, sir, Rasta youth no longer got a nasty dreadlocks that the world set fast. Judges are forbidden, forgive to be forgiven. When another man trespass, boy. Eccles, extra deckle, and the pot across the keckle. Yo, be careful who your nail palm crack. Be careful who your nail palm crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm crack. Be careful who your nail palm crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm crack. Today might be for you, but Jah might give me tomorrow. So don't count your waste too fast. You might talk too soon, then your pride off is swallow. Come down off your big high heart. Some preaching religion when inside them hollow. And I bear judgment them bad, boy. And I go like them a god when that's a hard act to follow. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Don't show no word, I beg you, don't show no stone. If you're living in a house of glass, do one to others as you do to your own. You never know when you might cross paths. Have a look within, cause another one's win. That should not be your lot. If the table spin, you will laugh up on a grin. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Be careful who no nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail palm cross.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks right there. That's a tune right there, Damian Marley, Nail Pon Cross. So here in this Torah reading and feeding, here at this 49th degree, Ki Tei Tei, when you go out, when you go forth to like battle, to war against your enemies. Here we have Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23. So the interesting statement here is that one who was executed and hanged on a tree is under the curse of Ha'ilahim, under the curse of the power, under the curse of Elohim. Now, according to the ancient teaching and the Hebrew, the word Talmud is an operative word. It basically means teaching. It's a different kind of teaching. One of the reasons the Rastamani and I say, give us the teaching of His Majesty. So according to the ancient teaching, the Zakim Sanhedrin 6, 4, and 3, the great Sanhedrin, now Sanhedrin is a terminology Hebraically for the assembly, for an assembly of elders, like a council or an assembly, right? So the great Sanhedrin, there's the lesser Sanhedrin, and there's the great Sanhedrin. The great Sanhedrin decided that, quote, a man must be hanged with his face toward the spectators upon a wooden stake with his arms slung over a horizontal beam. Now, we've been reasoning on this and even disputing with others that this idea that Yeshua HaMoshiach carried a cross like we see in some of the Western Gentile and even other icons, sometimes Orthodox icon that look like a T, is really incorrect, because that wood that some would have to say that the Jehovah the Jehovah's Witness, in some of their art where they have a long beam. That long beam was attached to a center tree. So therefore, it is true that it was a cross, the cross of wood, the wood that goes across, and it was a tree. That cross wood was nailed to a tree. That tree was a prominent tree, right there in that vicinity where Yeshua HaMoshiach and the two thieves were crucified or were hung or were lynched. Now, it should be noted that while this is technically, right, not the same thing as the Roman crucifixion that we have here in the scripture, the hanging that we have in the scripture is not technically the same thing as the Roman, the oro in mano practice of crucifixion. The reasoning based on this verse was apparently used to justify the execution of Rabbeinu, of Ayinai Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus the Messiah, according to Mark chapter 15, verses 9 to 15, and John's Gospel chapter 19, verses 5 to 9, and verse 15. The exposed body was required to be buried. Now, according to HaTorah, what we have here in the Torah, and some say this is like a shadow or foreshadowing of that which would come about and did come about later on with the crucifixion of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, that the exposed body was required to be buried before sundown. Why? Why? Why does Jah say so? To keep the land from being defiled. So here's an interesting thought according to HaTorah, the wisdom, the chokmah, right, of the scripture, that blood defiles land. Blood causes otherwise good land to become like desert or bad land. Also, the one who is executed and left hung there sundown to sun up, this also defiles land. And now as we understand, again, maybe science, the interconnection of science, we can see how there's a connection, how bloodshed in the land would cause a land to become, you know, bad land, famine land, not producing land. Beside the shame and degradation of this manner of death, according to scripture, this hanging, right, the one so executed would be unable to fall to their knees. It was said that one of the reasons for this form of execution we have here in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23, and should one say such and such concerning his majesty says that the death penalty is necessary. Just to back that up also on Torah, according to the glory of his majesty. Well, beside the shame and degradation of that manner of death execution, facing ones, being exposed to one, one so executed would not be able to fall to their knees as a final act of repentance before Chai Elohim, before the power, before the true good, before the true God. Thereby, this implies that they were under the irrevocable curse of Chai Elohim. In this connection, we should note that Rabbeinu, Ayinai Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, he was falsely charged with blasphemy before this corrupt assembly, this corrupt council. There was a corrupt assembly. There was a corrupt council of his day. We have this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 65, in Mark chapter 14, verse 64, and John's Gospel chapter 10, verse 33. An offense that was punishable by stoning. So according to what Rabbeinu, and we emphasize Rabbeinu, Ayinai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he was falsely charged with blasphemy. And according to Torah, according to Leviticus chapter 24, verse 11 to 16, that was punishable by stoning. So you got to think about, well, if it was punishable by stoning, why didn't they want to stone him, but they sought to have him crucified or to have him hung or effectively to have him lynched? Just a question there. However, since the Imperial Roman government, they then exercised legal hegemony. The legal hegemony was like the Romans were occupying, similar to what we find the Anglo-American nations doing to this day, because the Anglo-American, England and her daughter America, right, they inherit the Roman mandate from yesterday. But the Imperial Roman government, it exercised the legal and lawful, what we say legal, more legal than lawful, but legal hegemony over the region that's called Palestine. All capital cases, any capital case, were required to be submitted to the Roman proconsul for adjudication. So this means that basically the Sanhedrin and the leaders of that day and that time were under Rome. They could do certain things religiously. It's almost like the kind of religious and civil rights that people got nowadays. But other things, even if it was in their law, they could not act on it unless they got the Romans' permission. Therefore, we get to understand, and overstand why the Yehudi, the Judaic court of the time, they remanded Rabbeinu, Einai Rabbi Yeshua, Geta Jesus Christos, and they brought him to be interrogated by Pontius Pilate, because Roman law was indifferent to cases concerning Yehudi Jewish religious practices, such as charges of blasphemy. That didn't really concern them. Of course, it didn't concern Rome, because they're blasphemers, so that's not their problem. However, HaKohanim, however, the priests of Yeshua's day, they slandered Adonenu, Ainai Sovereign, Ainai Master, Yeshua, by illegitimately switching. I don't know if ones get it when they read through it, or if you're reading through the New Testament religiously, you might miss it. But there's some interesting legal highlights, if you pay attention, that what the Sanhedrin and the priests, chief scribes and priests and Pharisees of Yeshua's day, they slander Yeshua, and they illegitimately switch the original charge. Because when it came to Pontius Pilatus, they said, hey, you know, he's a blasphemer. And Pilate was like, what does this have to do with me? You know, why are you bringing this foot to me, right? So what they did, they said, uh-oh, we got to switch the charges. So this barbed wire act, cloak and dagger, barbed wire act, they switched the original charge of blasphemy to what? What did they switch the original charge of blasphemy to? To that of sedition, sedition against Rome. You see, because for blasphemy, Rome would not give them a writ to execute anybody, or Rome is not going to execute somebody for you because you're saying in your religion or whatever, somebody blasphemed. Because Rome did that, it could also come back to them later on because, you know, they're the biggest of blasphemers. So Pilate dismissed that. So when the corrupt religious establishment of Yeshua's day recognized that, they switched the original charge of blasphemy, which was a, quote, religious charge, and they were powerless to even do any stoning or anything like that, really, right, to that of sedition against Rome. Now, this reminds I and I of the woman who was caught in adultery. Remember that scene? There's a woman who was caught in adultery. If you read and study HaTorah, what does the Torah say? The Torah says if somebody is committed in like adultery and you bear witness and you bring them forward and you point them out, you got to bring both. Notice they only brought the woman. That's why Yeshua is writing on the ground and he says, okay, you without sin. Now, even without sin, the preacher and the pastor twist up the word like they do a lot of other things. Not all, but many of them do. Yeshua is saying in this particular case, you know, like, I can't be a thief and then charge my neighbor with stealing because I don't have clean hands. There's such a thing called clean hands. So he who's out sin in this particular matter or any matter related to this particular case, cast the first stone. So they dropped their stone. They wanted to because they knew that if they did that, say yes, with Rabbi Yeshua, because he just violated Roman law. Because one can't even put anyone to death by the Jewish law because the Romans, are occupying this land, and they are the overlords right here. So in the same sense, we get to understand this by how they switch the charges against Yeshua from blasphemy to sedition against Rome, because Rome would respond to that. Oh, you a king. Oh, you say you're a king, for real? We haven't made you king. You see, they had made Herod king. Herod was an Edomite, just like many of the ruling Romans were Edomites. Herod was an Edomite. We'll get into all that a little bit later. But the Sanhedrin, undoubtedly, what they rationalize, their duplicity, because the Torah allowed for an offender to be impaled. The Torah allowed for an offender to be hung on a tree. We have this in Numbers chapter 25, verse 4. Since they were unable to carry out this judgment. So it's like the religious folks that may spout a lot of judgments and all these things, but they can't do it because if they, it's like when you hear the Christians say, we're free from the law. We're free from the law. Now, we understand Paul and the Yehudi and the Jews of that day and that time saying they're free from the law because they actually practiced Torah. So they could perhaps say that. But can you imagine a heathen who never was under the Torah, then saying, I'm a Christian, I've been free from Torah, but you was never under Torah. Notice that even though they say they're free from the law, in their churches they abide by laws. So you see the same contradiction right there? This was the situation of the Sanhedrin. They rationalized their duplicity, their hypocrisy, because Torah allowed for an offender to be impaled or hung on a tree. And since they were unable, they were not able to carry out this judgment. Why? Because of Roman rule. The Romans were ruling in the area. They needed Pilate to condemn him to death by crucifixion. Thus, in the four Gospels, Matthew chapter 27, verse 31, Mark chapter 15, verses 13 to 14, Luke chapter 23, verse 21, John chapter 19, verse 6, and verse 15, bring that out. Also note this, that the Roman crucifixion is mentioned elsewhere in the ancient teaching, in Nashim, right, 120b, regarding whether a widow could remarry if her husband had been crucified, as well as by the Yehudi, the Jewish historian named Josephus. He speaks on that. The ancient teaching known generally as the Talmud, there's the Babylonian Talmud, there's the Jerusalem Talmud, there's the Palestinian Talmud. Actually, there's the Ethiopian Talmud. You might not know it as a Talmud, but Talmud means teaching, and it's actually called the Kibbutz Neges, the glory of the kings. If you read any of the others and you read that, you can see it's in the same spirit of the Israelites and of the Jews. Further, it alludes to the death of Yeshua, where Yeshua is said to have been crucified, according to the ancient Talmud, the ancient teachings, on the eve of Passover. It's in Nezakim, Sanhedrin 43a. Now, we have a Haftarah here, the prophet's reading for Ki Tetzeh, and that's Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. Here we are at the fifth of the seven readings from the prophets that are consecutively read before the Day of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, according to the Torah. Yom Teruah is the fifth of the seven Isla days of Jehovah. Now it's called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the lunar new year. These haftarot of comfort, the prophet readings of comfort, they foretell the restoration of Jah people and the coming of the messianic era of the new age, the Adis Zemin. In this sabbatical reading, Jehovah compares the children of Israel. In this Torah reading and feeding, he compares the children of Israel to a wife who has long been barren. Now, according to the ancient sages, Hayel, true good, true God, the power tells the, quote, wife of his youth to sing out with joy, for soon she will have a hard time keeping track of all her children. Once again, this Torah reading and feeding is interesting here. It's one of the seven readings of comfort. And in this Torah reading and feeding right here, Jehovah compares the children of Israel to a wife who has long been barren. According to the ancient sages, Jah tells this wife of his youth to sing out with joy, for soon she will have a hard time keeping track of all her children. Many will return by means of a mighty wave of repentance, turning from the astray way, turning to Yahweh, truth and life, repentance that will sweep over the world when Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is finally redeemed and the Moshiach Yeshua reigns in Israel. Through Jehovah's harden, though he hardened Israel, like he hardened Pharaoh, although he hardened Israel for a season. I know ones will say 400 years. That's a long season, right? 400 years. And Jah say so. Alba know best. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 29. His love for her is constant and sure. It's interesting, in the prophets, when he gives the commandments, he talks to Israel as a son. When Jehovah speaks to Israel during the prophet's time, he speaks many times to Israel as a wife, speaks to she, speaking to Einahartically. All his promises, his yea and his amen, will be established. In the fulfillment of days, the end of days, which correspond to the end of the times of the Gentiles, the nation states, this artificial construct, Anglo-American 400-plus year construct, is the end of days, is the end of the times of the Gentiles. All Yisrael will be saved. In times that the scripture calls like the days of Noah, like the days of Noah. But just as Jah swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, he has sworn that Yisrael, that Israel, will be regathered and will be restored. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
When the roll is all out, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story is. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never pop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if you can walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story has been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. A lioness is on
standing tall, to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, now the story's been told.
Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Psalm 31.
Mizmor Lamed Aleph Lamnatseyach Mizmor LeDavid.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Becha Adonai Hasiti, 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 Hasiti.
Let me never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never.
Al Evosha Le'olam, 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 Le'olam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, thy righteousness, thy righteousness.
Betsit Katecha. Falleteni, 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 falleteni.
Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Yes, 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 today's daily psalm, Faith of the Persecuted. There's a familiar theme, Habarim, of the straits, the anxiety, the tightness, the difficulties of the innocent is the motif of today's psalm, Psalm 31. It's a Davidic composition, and it finds its background in the wilderness, a wilderness known as Moan, in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 25. There's a clause in today's daily psalm, around about verse 25, 26. David made haste to get away. In verse 26 of 1 Samuel 23, 26, it says, David made haste to get away. This is comparable to verse 23 here of the psalm, if you're reading the Hebrew, verse 22 of the psalm, where David says, I said in my haste. So here taking this psalm, today's daily psalm, the 31st psalm, Lamnatea, Mizmor le David, for the chief musician, a chant, Eyes of David, and comparing the 22nd from the KJV or 23rd in the Hebrew verse that says, I said in my haste. Let's go right here, and see what David said right here. He says, as for me, I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Going through situations and you think, you cut me off. But he said this in his haste. He says, nevertheless, in spite of what he said, hastily, thou the eye heardest the voice of my supplications. When I cried, when I shouted out, to the eye. So here they compare this with the narrative, the historical narrative in 1 Samuel 23, verse 26, where David made haste to get away, and here in today's daily psalm, where David said, I said in my haste. Resemblance has also been noted between the language of the psalm and that of Jeremiah. But some say against that theory that the prophet was the author of the psalm is more likely the possibility that he must have had this psalm, today's daily psalm, in mind. There's a section of verses 10 to 19 in the Hebrew or 9 to 18 in the KJV that differs from the rest in style and tone. This is no argument against the unity, the unity of the whole, because a poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor or from minor to major. So here going to ride up on today's daily psalm, but first this.
Selassie is a master, yeah, father and he.
Yes, yes, yes. As a local Rhema tune right now, tune bringing out some of the vibe of today's daily psalm. Here, 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 Kalungi. This tune here, take myself away. This is what Dawid and I are saying in this chant right here, here, here. The faith of the persecuted, the falsely prosecuted. Kalungi. Yes, sir. Rise the far high. Woo!
You're still taking what's not yours. Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, giving helping hand. Proved to be my enemy. I can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away from all these things that trusting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you downward, nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you downward, nothing good for real. I waste no time on you, not behaving yourself up in a crime on you. Now there's a fine in you. Now tell me what you're gonna do. Willing to help but not to win you this thing. Stupid things to do, I just can't believe. Seems you don't know what you really need. Thank you, remember life carries its own fate. I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things I do? I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
The world is getting dangerous. Sickness and disease are very contagious. All these bad things happening just ain't for us. Help us out, can you pray for us?
I've got to protect my life. I've got to love myself. My heart cries within me. Love and respect, that's what you should be giving me. When you hate each other, you don't know what you're doing to me. If I allow this corruption, it's only ruining me. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things that do? I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's Daily Psalm, Rhema tune there, Take Myself Away. Here we're going to write off the Royal Amharic, and then verse by verse, King of Kings Bible, the Royal Amharic, side by side, comparing, contrasting with the KJV. But first, this right here, Abraham Chabuda, native speaker here on the read on this tune right here. Here, here. Yes, sir. Royal Amharic.
مزمور ثلاثة بكنف ثلاثة لما زمران عليك فما دنك جزيه يداويت مزمور عبيتو انتن تامن خلز العالم عالفة بس ادك اهم مادن جوروهن ودنيا زنب فتن اهم مادن تادنن زند متامن يا ملاكنا يمت اجابيتون ام باينا مت اجايا انتنهن ስለ ስምህ መንገዴን አቅና ምራኝም አንተ መታመኛዬ ነህና ከደበቁብኝ ወጥመድ አውጣ በእጅ ነፍሴን ሰጣት የእውነት አምላክ አቤቱ ተቤዥተኸኝ ከንቱ ምናምንቴነትን የጠበቁትን ጠላ እኔ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ታመ መከራዬን አይተሃልና ነፍሴንም ከጭንቀት አድነሃታልና በምሕረትህ ደስ ይለኛል ሐሴትም አደርጋለሁ በጠላቴ እጅ አልዘጋኸኝ በሰፊም ስፍራ እግሮቼን አቆም ተቸግር ያለሁና አቤቱ ምራኝ ዓይኔም ከሐዘን የተነሳ ተፈጀች ነፍሴም ሆዴ ሕይወቴ በሐዘን አልቃለችና ዓመታቴም በለቅሶ ጩኸት ኃይሌ በችግር ደከመ አጥንቶቼም ተነዋወጡ በጠላቶቼ ዘንድ ተነወጡ ይልቁንም በጎረቤቶቼ ዘንድ ለሚያውቁኝም ፍርሃት ሆነ በሜዳ ያዩኝም ከኔ ሸሹ እንደ ሞተ ሰው ከልብ ተረሳው እንደ ተበላሸ ቃም ሆነ የብዙ ሰዎችን ስድብ ሰምቻለሁና በዙሪያው ፍርሃት ነበረ በላዬ ባንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ ነፍሴን ለመንጠቅ ተማከሩ አቤቱ እኔ ግን ባንተ ታመን አንተ አምላኬ ነህ ርስቴ በእጅ ከጠላቶቼ እጅና ከሚያሳድዱኝ አድነኝ ፊትህን በባሪያህ ላይ አብራ ስለ ምሕረትህም አድነኝ አቤቱ አንተን ጠርቻለሁና አልፈ ክፉዎች ይፈሩ በሲኦልም ዝም ይበሉ በድፍረትና በትዕቢት በመናቅም በጻድቅ ላይ የሚናገሩ የሽንገላ ከንፈሮች ግዳ ይሁኑ ባንተ ለሚያምኑ በሰዎች ልጆች ፊት ያዘጋጀሃትን ለሚፈሩህም የሰወርካት ቸርነትህ እንት የምን በዛች በፊትህ መጋረጃ ከሰው ክርክር ትጋርዳቸዋል በድንኳንህም ካንደበት ክርክር ትሸፍናቸዋል በተከበበ ከተማ የሚያስደንቅ ምሕረቱን በእኔ የገለጠ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን እኔስ ከዓይንህ ፊት ተጣልኩ በድንጋጤ አልኩ አንተ ግን ወደ አንተ በጮኩ ጊዜ የልመናዬን ቃል ሰማኸኝ ሁላችሁ ቅዱሳኑ እግዚአብሔርን ውደዱ እግዚአብሔር እውነተኞችን ይፈልጋል ትዕቢተኞችንም ፈጽሞ ይበቀላቸው በእግዚአብሔር የምታምኑ ሁላችሁ በርቱ ልባችሁም ይጥና
Yes, 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 yes. Oh,
Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Now we, great King David, got bars to our bars here. Here, Psalm 31, that was the Royal Amharic, Abraham Chebuda, reading from His Majesty's Bible, the Authorized Advice, 1961, Amharic Bible, right there. Here, going through a verse by verse, it's going to lead us into the grace period of the podcast. I have a little bit for a little midrash right here. Let's bring this forward, Royal Amharic.
Shalom, yes, and the Moche, Hitoch, and Atoch. Brothers and sisters and mothers and Lijoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with the psalm for this day and this season.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yes. Well, my one-to-ones calling. Got 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Let's say 7 minutes. 515-602-9761, the Royal Amharic first up right here. Gonna ride up verse by verse.
Shalom,
again.
And the Moche, Hitoch, and Atoch. Brothers and sisters and mothers and Lijoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with the psalm for this day and this season. For according to our Ethio-Hebrew, the Ethiopian Hebrew, our order of the children of the Ethiopians, the testimony of the daily psalms, it is Psalm 31. Just a note that Psalm 31 in the Authorized Bible of the line of the tribe of Judah in the ancient Hebrew Bibles will be Psalm 32. Just a note. So let's begin. Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfesed, kadu, sahadu, amlak. Mezmore Dawit Abirtu Antena Tamenhu Lezulem Alfer Besid Kehim Adnein. In thee I, O Father, do I put my trust. Let me, make me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Jorohin Wurene Azenabil. Fet nehim adneng adneng zen metamenya amlakna ye metegia beit huneng. Bow down thine ear to I deliver speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save I. Ambayena metegia ye ante nehna silesimih. Mengedein akena miranyim, for the I unto you yourself are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead I and guide I. Ante metamenyayin na kadebekuvin wet med outain. Pull I out of the net that them, man and people, Paul, I have laid privily for I, for the I, unto our I strength. Be'idji nesin sit'alo, ye'u net amlak avirtu, tebeja te'henyal, into thine hand I commit my spirit, or correction, it says, nefse, my soul, into thine hand. I commit my soul. Thou hast redeemed I. O source, power. O Yahweh, source of truth. Kentu menamnete netina yet ebekutina tella inegin be'egazi abher tamenhu. I have hated them, all them, that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the sovereign, in Ekaziabihar, in the good father. Mekrayin aitahalina nefsinim kachinketa adinhatalina bemhiretih des ilenya heshetim adargalo. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou, Ante, has considered my trouble.
thou unto hast known thy soul in adversities. Bet alateja ala zegahenyim. Be sefima sefragrochin akome. And hast not shut I up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Techegrealhuna habirtu merain. Oinem ka hazen yetanesa. Tefejech nesim hodim. Have mercy upon I, Avirtu, O Father, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, I soul and I belly. Hiwate bechizina alak alechina ametatema be likasochuhet haile bechigara dekame atintochim tenawawatu. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Bet elatoche zen tenawaruhu yilkunim abegorbetoche zen lemiyaukunim farahatahonuhu bemeda yayunim keneshu. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that did sight I, see I, without fled from I. Inda mortaso kaliba teresahu, inda tebalasha ikamahonuhu. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Yebuzusa wochina sidiba samchaluhuna. Bezuriyawa farahat nebre. Belayuwa beandineta betesebesa bugize. Nefsina lamenteka temakaru. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against I, they devised to take away our life. Abitu inegin beante tamenuhu ante amlakene alhu. But I have trusted in the eye, O Yahweh. I said, ante hailiai elohai, thou art thy power. Riste be ijino kat elatoche ijina kamiya sadadun adnein. My times are in thy hand. Deliver I from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute I. Sitehin bebariyahilai abra selem hiratehim adnein. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save I for thy mercy's sake. Avirtu antena tarchaluhuna alifer kufuocha yiferu besiolim zim yibelu. Let I not, make I not be ashamed, Avirtu, O Yah, for I have called upon thee, ante. Make the wicked be ashamed. Make them be silent in the grave, in Sheol. Bedifretina betibita be menakim be tzadik laya minagaru be shingela kenferocha dida yuhunu. Make the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Beante lemiyamnu abesoa lejocha feet yazegajahat lemiya faruhima yesawarahat charneti indemin bezach. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, that reverence thee, that respect the eye, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in the eye before the sons of men. Befite megarreja kosokurkura tegarredachuale bedinakwanehima beandevet beandevet kurkur
to Shefa Natural, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence, of thy face, from the pride of man, unto thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Betekababa katamaya miyasa denika mihirtuna bene yagalata ekazi abeher yemeskin. Baruch Yahweh, blessed be Yahweh, for he hath shown I his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Enem ka'ayin hefita tetaluhu bedingat e'aluhu antegin urante bechohu gize yelimna yin k'ala samahen. For I have said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried to thee, I, Hulachu, Kedusanu, Egziavi Harin, Hulachu, Kedusanu, Egziavi Harin, Wededut, Egziavi Haru, Netenyo Chena Yifelgal. Oh, love, he who be Zivine Magic, Admawi Halaslasi, oh, y'all, his Kedusan, his saints, for Jah preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be egezi avi haryem tamnu hulachu, dortu, lebachuhum yikna. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. All ye, all y'all that hope in Yahweh and he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Karamawi, Haila, Salase, Kabur le Kalu, Kabur le Dimsu, Kabur le Hailu, Kabur le Kedus, Karamawi, Haila, Salase, Be Jesus Christos, Sem. Amen. Amen.
Here, the acapella native speaker at said speed. Yes, I. Today's daily psalm.
Mazmur Salasa. Bekennif Salasa and. La mazamrana lek ah, Ramadnek gizye yedawit mazmur. Avitu antan tamman hulazal alam alifar. Bet edik ahem madine. Jorohinu wadani azambil. فتنهم مادنين تادنين زند متامن يا عملاكنا يمت اجابيتوني عم باينا مت اجايان تنهن سلسمه من قديناكنا مرانيم انت متامن ياينهن كدبك ابن واتمد عوطي بجي نفسين ستعلو يؤونت عملاك عبيتو تبيجي تهنيال كنتو منا من تنتن يتأبك وتنتألا أني جن بجزيافير تام ما كراينا يتحللنا نفسينا مكشنك أتعدنا هتحللنا بمرت دس لنا حسيت ما درجال بطلاتي إج عالزجاني بس فيم سفرة إجروتشنا كوم تشجر ياللهنا عبيتو مراي عيني مكازني تنسعة فجج نفسيم هودي هوتي بحزن الكالتشنا عمتاتيم بلق سوچوهت هايلي بچگر دكما عطن توچم تنواووتو بطلا توچي زند تنوور يلقونم بغروبي توچي زند لم يوقنيم فرحاتون بميدايا يونيم كنيششو اند موتسو كلب ترساو اند تبلا الشيك عمهون يبزو سووچن سدب سمچالهونا بزوريهو فرحات نبرا بلاي باند النت بتسبس سبو جزي نفسي لمن تكتماك كرو عبيتو نيجن باند تتامن انت عملاكي نهال رستي بجينو كتلاتو تشجينا كم ياساد دنيا دني فيتهن بباري هلا عبرا سلم هرتهم ما دني عبيتو انت نتأرچال لهنا عالفر كفو وچفرو بسي اولم زمي بلو بدفرت النابت ابيت بمناكم بد عادك لاي من ناقرو يشنقلاكم فروش ددعي هنو
ባንተ ለሚያምኑ በሰዎች ልጆች ፊት ያዘጋጀሃትን ለሚፈሩህም የሰወርካት ቸርነትህ እንደምን በዛች። በፊትህ መጋረጃ ከሰው ክርክር ትጋርዳቸዋለህ፣ በድንኳንህም ካንደበት ክርክር ትሸፍናቸዋለህ። በተከበበ ከተማ የሚያስደንቅ ምሕረቱን በእኔ የገለጠ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን። እኔስ ከዓይንህ ፊት ተጣልሁ፣ በድንጋጤ አልሁ። አንተ ግን ወደ አንተ በጮኹ ጊዜ የልመናዬን ቃል ሰማኸኝ። ሁላችሁ ቅዱሳኑ እግዚአብሔርን ውደዱት። እግዚአብሔር እውነተኞችን ይፈልጋል፣ ትዕቢተኞችንም ፈጽሞ ይበቀላቸዋል። በእግዚአብሔር የምታምኑ ሁላችሁ በርቱ፣ ልባችሁም ይጥና።
Of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit in my second, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
So here, the royal Amharic, may the speaker Abraham Chebuda. I and I are going through it verse by verse, and there's some key words of power, some verses of power. I'd like to zoom in as we move forward. But right here, Midrash time, the Beit Midrash, the house of study right here. Today's daily psalm right here, on the golden age of Dub. Yes, Rastafari.
Spark in 1944, Gavi said. 1977, I go well dread, y'all. It's your black brothers and sisters.
Shema Yisrael, here. Shema give ear and hear. Mizmor, Lamed, Aleph. Mizmor, Lamed.
The war must be
Laminat Hia. Mizmor le Dawid. Today's daily psalm. Laminat Eya. Laminat Eya. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. Laminat Eya. Laminat Eya. Laminat Eya. Mizmor le Dawid. Laminat Eya. Psalm XXXI. Psalm 31, a midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm. The theme, faith of the persecuted. We say faith of the falsely prosecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted. The familiar theme of the straits, the anxieties, the difficulties of the innocent is the motif. As a Davidic composition, Laminat Eyah Mizmor Le Dawid, it finds its background and context in the wilderness of Maon, in 1 Samuel XXII, 1 Samuel 23 and 25. The clause there, right, is that David made haste to get away. He got to get away in verse 26. This is comparable to verse 23 of the Mizmor Hebraically. That would be verse 22 in the KJV. I said in my haste. I said in my haste. Here. He says, as for I, wa ani, as for I, amarti, bihafzi, I said vihafzi in my haste, wa ani,
Amarti Bihafzi, I said in my haste. Resemblance has been noted between the language of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, Lamed Aleph, and that of Yeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias. Some say against that theory is that the prophet was the author is the possibility that he, Jeremiah, may have had Mizmor Lamed Aleph in mind and heart and mind. The section verses 10 to 19 corresponding to KJV verses 9 to 18 differ from the rest in style and tone. There is no argument against the unity, the identity of the whole, holistically, completely in its totality. A poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor or vice versa, from minor to major. So here, midrash on Mizmor Lamed Aleph La Menatzeach Mizmor Le Dawi Beka Yahuwah Chasiti Al Ebosha Le Olam Bezigateka Falteini. In the eye, O Jehovah, Bekai Yahuwah Chasiti, do I put my trust, Chasiti, do I put my trust, never, may I never be ashamed, make I never be ashamed, Al Evosha Le'olam, Al Evosha Le'olam. Here, we have the first two verses, including the superscription for the leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer. These words are to be compared in the light of the verse from Isaiah, Isaiah 50 and 10, that reads, who among you that feareth Yahuwah, that feareth, that reverence, that respecteth Jehovah, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and disillumination and hath no light and hath no illumination, make him trust in the name of Jehovah, make him trust in Shemiyahuwah, Jehovah, and stay upon Elohayo, Elohayo, his Elohim. Upon coming into houses of prayer and houses of study, Beit Midrash, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Deliver us, deliver I and I. And He replies, are there any righteous men among you? Are there any Elohim fearing, Elohim respecting men among you? Thereupon they say, in days gone by, in the days of our fathers, of our patriarchs, in the days of Moshe and Yehoshua, Moses and Joshua, in the days of Samuel and Saul, and of David and Solomon, in those days there were righteous men. But now, as we, as I and I go on from generation to generation, it grows darker, more disillumined for us, I and I. As it is said, man walketh in darkness and hath no light. Man trodeth in disillumination and hath no illumination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replies, trust in Shemi, in my name, and I shall be a stay to you. As it is said, make him trust in the name of Jehovah and stay upon his Elohim. Wherefore? Because when a man trusts in me, when a man trusts in I deliver him. You can see for yourself that this is true. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah trusted in Shemi, in my name, in the Hashem. And because they trusted in Shemi, in my name, in the Hashem, I delivered them so that even the wicked, the ratchet Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered his servants that trusted in him, in Daniel, in Daniel 3:28. And Daniel also, him I delivered only because he trusted in Shemi, in the Hashem. As it is said in Daniel 6:24, then Hamelech, the king, commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Wherefore? Because he had trusted in Elohayo, in his Elohim. Hence, here, David said, since it is true that whoever trusts in thee, in the I is I liveth, I, too, will put my trust in the I, as it is said, Bikai Yahuwah Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam Bezidkateka Falteini. In the I, O Jehovah, do I put my trust, never, ever make I be ashamed, make I never be ashamed. Deliver I in thy righteousness. Bitsidkateka falteini. Deliver me. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse from Isaiah 45:17. O Yisrael, that art saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, with an everlasting, ever-living salvation, ever-living Yeshua, ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed nor confounded. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shelah HaOlamim, Master of the universe, the universe, the universal master. Oh, the shame and confusion of all the years I have been enslaved in bondage. Do thou save I, do the I save us, and we shall never know shame. Wherefore not? Because Yeshua Teka, the I Yeshua, is an everlasting, ever-living Yeshua. The I salvation, victory, is an everlasting salvation. The proof that Elohim's Yeshua, that Elohim, the true good, the true God, salvation is everlasting, is eternal, le'olam, forever, forever, is that scripture does not say lasting, but everlasting. Le'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idle One, blessed be He, replies, I am He who redeemed you in the days gone by, and I am He who will be your Redeemer in the days to come. As it is said in Isaiah 43:1, thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah that created thee, O Yaakov, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Yisrael, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Here, scripture does not say, I shall redeem thee, but I have redeemed thee, the I. That is, I have spoken the word, and the deed is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, also says, I am he who will be your redeemer. For I am he who promised that even as I redeemed you before, so I shall redeem you again. For it is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31:11, Jehovah hath ransomed Yaakov, Jacob, and he also will redeem him. Here, scripture does not say, quote, he redeemed him, end quote, but he will redeem him. The Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didst thou not long ago redeem us by the hands of Moses and by the hands of Joshua and by the hands of the judges and the kings? Yet we, I and I, are now again in slavery, in bondage, and in shame, as though we had never been redeemed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, because your redemption was through creatures of flesh and blood, and because your leaders were men. Here one day, and in the grave the next, your redemption was but redemption for an hour, for an hour, but in the Olam Hava, in the time the I were to come, I myself shall redeem you. I who live and endure forever, for ever, shall redeem you with a redemption that will last for ever, forever. As is said in Isaiah 45:17, O Yisrael, thou art saved by Yahuwah, that art saved by Jehovah with an everlasting salvation, the everlasting Yeshuah. Therefore, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, will say further, in days gone by, you could live in shame and in confusion because you were young. But now that you are grown old, there is no strength, there's no strength in you to bear the shame of exile. Hence, here it is said from Isaiah, Yeshayah, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 54:4, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 54:4, it is said, fear not, for thou shalt not remain ashamed. Indeed, thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. And Dawid and David, and David said, Ribon shel ha'olamim, master of the universal master, when the time, the Iowa of redemption arrives, let us make I and I never again be ashamed. As is said, Bikai Yahuwah Chasiti Al Evosha Le'olam Be'zidkateka Falteini. In thee, O Jehovah, do I put my trust. Make I never, ever be ashamed. Another comment on Bika Yahuwah Chasiti Al Evosha Le'olam. Another comment on in the I, Jehovah, do I put my trust. Make I never be ashamed. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of the verse from Psalm 6, verse 11. All mine enemies shall be ashamed and sore vexed. They shall return and be ashamed suddenly. Rav Yohanan taught, in the Olam Hava, in the time the I were to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will condemn the wicked, the ratchet, and return them to Gehenna. Hence, here it is said, they shall be ashamed. They shall be ashamed. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani had taught, in the time to come, the Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed He, will cause every people to come forward, and each one will call to his, their, it's Elohim, it's God, who will not answer. Then each will see that in its God, it's Elohim, there is nothing that can answer. As it is said, and as it is written in Isaiah 46 and 7, yea, though one cry to him, he cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble, because there is nothing, there is no thing, nothing to Elohim like this one. As it is said in Psalm 115 and 5, they have mouths, but they speak not. The peoples will go to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, will say to Elohim, the true good, the true God, thou, the I, art their jug of olives, their Elohim, their gods, not having answered them, they now come to thee, to the I. Thereupon, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, will condemn them and banish them from the world. Rav Yohanan maintains, do not say this will happen only in the Olam Haba, in the age of time, the world to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed He, banishes them in this world as well. For He banished the wicked, the Rasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, from the world in the days of Sisera and in the days of Sennacherib. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi, Levi taught, come and see how fierce is the power of shame, mentioned twice in a single verse. Moreover, the words Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, uses to shame the Goyim, to shame the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, are the same words He uses to bless the righteous. As it is said in Joel 2:26, are me, my people shall never be ashamed. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi also taught, had the entire book of Ezekiel not been written, except for the verse in which Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, says, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done. In Ezekiel 16:63, it would have been enough. When David perceives that shame is so fierce, he prayed again and again, Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Alevosha Le'olam, Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Alevosha Le'olam. In the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust, Alevosha Le'olam, may I never be ashamed. Another comment on Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Alevosha Le'olam, in the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust, may I never be ashamed. Elsewhere, it
is said in the scriptures. Elsewhere, this is what the scripture says in Psalm 97:7. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Bow down to him all ye Elohim. Rav Yudan said in the name of Rav Nachman, someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a little semblance of life to each idol so that it can come and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said, bow down to Him, all ye Elohim, and thus shame its worshippers. Rav Phineas said, someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant speech to the idol so that it can talk in the presence of its worshippers and say to them, woe to you that left him who lives forever, for Ivan, who is the maker of Hashamayim and Haaretz, who is the maker of the heaven and earth in Genesis 14:19, and bow down to that of which it is said in Psalm 115:5, idols have mouths, but they speak not. Rav Yohanan said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Mount Sinai, he put strength into the idols, and they bowed down to him. Rav Tahalifa taught in saying, all the gods, all the Elohim bow down to him in Psalm 97:7. Scripture supports Rav Yohanan. It does not say they shall bow down to him, but they bow down to him. That is, the gods, the Elohim, has already bowed down to him in the past. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah differ. One said, as an idol is made with several joints, so those who bow down to it shall fall apart at their several joints. That this will happen, you can tell from the verse in Zechariah 14:12 that reads, and this shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh Jehovah will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their socket, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. But the other said, as an idol is melted down by fire, so those who bow down to it shall be consumed by fire. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Rav Samuel bar Nachmani, and the Rebbeinat, the rabbi, said, in the Olam Haba, the time, the hour to come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment upon the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, as well as upon Israel, He will find Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, innocent, and the hostile Goyim nations of the earth, the earthly plane, will be put to shame. What will He do then? He will cause the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, to appear among them. And they will say, we demand that Elohim set aside the judgment imposed upon us.
What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What will the Holy One, blessed be He, do? Again, He will judge them and condemn them for a second time, a second Iowa. Them will be put to shame. Had they been silent, they would have been put to shame only once. Hence, here the words shall be ashamed occur twice. Rav Samuel Shmuel Bar Nachmani taught, why do the words shall be ashamed occur twice? Because in the Olam Haba, in the time to come, the Iowa to come, each people will call to its God, its Elohim. One calling to the sun, another to the moon, and there being no light in these, neither will answer. And the peoples will be ashamed because their God, their Elohim, have not answered them. As it is said in Psalm 97 and 7, ashamed be all they that serve graven images. And in Isaiah 24, 23, then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed. Thereupon the peoples will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, and He will say to them, you rooted your faith in idols and thought me and thought I a trivial thing. Now, I shall set Israel's roots deep and shall consider you such trivial things that I shall not answer you. Wherefore? Because in the beginning, you did not come to me. Y'all did not come to I. Had y'all come to I in the beginning, I would have answered you. The peoples will again be ashamed, as is said in Psalm 18, verse 42. They cried, but there was none, no one to save them. That is, cried out to their images, even La Yahuwah to Jehovah, but He will not answer them. That is, cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Isle of One, blessed be He, who will not answer them. Hence, here the words shall be ashamed occur twice.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Hence, here the words shall be ashamed occur twice. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi taught,
Why do the words shall be ashamed occur twice? Because in the Olam Haba, in the time, the Iwa to come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, judges Yisrael, the righteous as well as the wicked, the ratchet, He will grant pardon to the righteous, that they may enter the Gan Be'eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, but will send the ratchet, the wicked, back to Gehenna. Then He will return and take the ratchet, the wicked, out of Gehenna and bring them into the Gan Be'eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, and say to them, here is a place for the righteous. But here also are places still empty, so that you cannot say, even had we repented, there would have been no place open to us with the righteous in the Gan Be'eden, in the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden. Then He will take the righteous from the Gan Be'eden, the Garden of Eden, and bring them into Gehenna, and say to them, here is a place for the Rasha, the ratchet, the wicked. But here also are places still empty, so that you cannot say, even had we been found guilty, there would have been no place open to us in Gehenna. But as the wicked, the ratchet, the Rasha have inherited the places you might have had, as well as their own places in Gehenna, for scripture says to Harasha, to the ratchet, because your shame was double, therefore in their land they shall possess double, as it is written in Isaiah, Isaiah 61 and 7. So have you inherited in the Gan Be'eden, the Garden of Eden, your own places, as well as the places they might have had. And because the ratchet, the wicked, will be ashamed, David said, Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Al Evosha Le'olam O Jehovah, make I not be ashamed. Here. In the 18th verse, here. Yahuwah Al Evosha, O Jehovah, make I not be ashamed. Kia Keratika, for I have called upon thee, I and none other. Upon whom the shame? Upon the wicked, upon the ratchet. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be put to silence in the nether world. Yevoshu Rishaim. Yidmu alishol, may the ratchet be ashamed. Yevoshu Rishaim, Yevoshu them ashamed. Rishaim, the ratchet. Yidmu, silence, be silence, make them be silent. Lishol, inshol, in the nether world. In Sheol, Rab said, he who puts his faith in a battered idol shall not behold HaElohim, the true good, the true God's goodness. For it is said, even here, in today's daily psalm, it is said in Psalm 31, verse 20, Hebraically, oh, how abundant is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear, that reverence
the eye, that respect the eye. Ma ravat uvika asher afanta li reka. Oh, how abundant is the eye goodness. Ma rav uvika, that thou, the eye, hast laid up, has treasured up, has laid up for them that reverence, that respect the eye. Asheraz afanta li re'eka. Rav Abedini of Haifa said, every righteous man, every tzaddik, will inherit 310 worlds. For it is said in Proverbs 8:21, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit. Yesh, yesh, substance. And the numerical value of yesh is 310. Rav Yitzhak ben Teradion said, the sword of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, smites 16 ways. For the scripture, for in the scripture, the sword is spoken to as follows in Ezekiel 21:21. Turn thyself backward, or turn to the right, or set thyself forward, or turn to the left, whithersoever thine edge is ready. And the numerical value of is 16. Now, if the measure of punishment in which Elohim limits himself smites 16 ways, how much greater is the measure of HaElohim, the true good, the true God's goodness that is unlimited. Rav Yudan said in the name of Rav Eliezer Bar Avina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the time, the hour of redemption, to two men, to Yaakov and to Daniel, to Jacob and Daniel. To Yaakov, for scripture relates in Genesis 49:1, Jacob called to his sons and said, gather yourselves together, together, that I may tell you, that I may tell y'all, that shall befall you in the end of days. At that moment, however, HaElohim hid the secret from Yaakov, from Jacob. For instead of revealing the figure, Yaakov said to Reuben, thou art my firstborn, in Genesis 49:3. And HaElohim, the true good, the true God, revealed it to Daniel, to Daniel, to Daniel in Daniel 10:14, saying, now I am come to make thee understand, understand, overstand what shall befall thy people in the end of days. For there is yet a vision for the days. Yet, when Daniel was about to reveal the secret, what was commanded him? But thou, the eye, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the end, in Daniel 12:4. And Daniel said instead, in verse 8, I heard, but I understood not the latter end of these things. Another tradition, the coming of HaMashiach, of the Messiah, was revealed to Samuel, Shmuel,
also for when Shemuel and with Samuel went to anoint David, Ha-Elohim said, look not on his countenance in 1 Samuel 16:7. And when David came, Ha-Elohim said to Shemuel, arise, anoint him in 1 Samuel 16:12. As if to say, shalt thou sit and HaMashiach stand? Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, quote, for my sake you kept HaTorah, the Torah, and the commandments. And so for your sake I shall keep a part of that goodness laid up for the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the time, the world, I were to come. Hence, it is said, Ma Rav Uveka Asher Afanta Liareka. Oh, how abundant is thy goodness, Uveka, that thou hast laid up, treasured up for them. Lireka, that respects the eye, according to Rav Abba Bar Yudan HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, y'all, according to your strength, and I, according to my strength. Rav Yonatan taught that there are four languages. The Roman is best for battle. The Roman is best for battle. The Greek, best for song. The Persian, best for lamentation. And the Hebrew, best for prayer. For the words of Hebrew are alluded to in the verse from today's daily psalm that reads, thou layest them up in a pavilion away from the multitude of tongues. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 31, verse 21. Tasatirein, de seterapaneka, mea rukase, ish. Bitsuka. In a covert, in a sukkah, in a pavilion, Meri Lishono, from the strife of tongues. Blessed be he who be who he be, Jehovah, for he hath shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Baruch Yahuwah Kiyah Kifaliyah Chasadoliyah Be'ira Matzora. Bless be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah, for he hath shown I his wondrous loving kindness, kia hifalia chasadoli, in an entrenched city, a strong city, be'ira matzora, that is, in wicked, in ratchet Rome. For in the words I said in my haste, I am cut off, nigarazti, from before thine eyes. Nigarazti, that comes from the same stem as garzen, in quote, neither hammer nor axe nor garzen, in 1 Kings 6:7, can only mean being cut down by an iron, being cut down by an iron weapon.
Wani Amarti Be Hafzi Nigarazti Mia Negeda Aineka. I said in my haste I am cut off from before thine eyes. In wicked Rome thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried to the eye, when I cried to the eye. Akin Shama'ita Kola Tachin Nunai Bishawai Aleka. When I cried to the eye in grief, O love Jehovah, all ye all y'all that worship him, that worship him. Ehevu eti Yehovah kol chasidayo. O love Jehovah, all y'all his godly, his childlike ones. Ehevu, ehevu, ehevu. Ehebu, love y'all. Ehebu, eti Yehovah, love y'all. Jehovah, kola chasidayo, all of his chasidim, chasidayo. That is, ye righteous of Yisrael. Jehovah preserveth those who affirm the faith. That is, those who are in complete proselytes, those who affirm the faith, those who are complete proselytes. Emunim, the faithful. Emunim, Notzer Yahuwah. Jehovah preserveth. Notzer, Notzer, Natar, Natar, Notzer. Emunim, the faithful one, Noteri Yehovah, Jehovah preserveth the faithful ones. Another comment, Jehovah preserveth those who affirm the faith, the Emunim. The Emunim, who have the Emun, the Emunim. That is, preserves even those sinners, those Akkas in Yisrael, who reluctantly yet regularly say Amen, say Amen, and regularly say Baruch Ata Yahuwah, blessed art the eye of Jehovah, who quickenest the dead, who giveth life to the dead. Another comment, Jehovah preserveth those who affirm the faith. Emunim, Notzer Yahuwah. Another comment, that is, preserve the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, who say, blessed art thou, the eye, O Jehovah, who quickeneth, who giveth life to the dead. Although the quickening of the dead has not yet come to pass, who say, blessed art the eye, Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art the eye, blessed art the eye, the Redeemer of Yisrael. Although they have not yet been redeemed, and who say, Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou, Adonai, Jehovah, who rebuildest Yerushalayim. Although Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, has not yet been rebuilt. Of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be he declares, quote, only for a little Iowa, a little time, were the children of Yisrael redeemed. And then again, were they enslaved in bondage. But still, they affirm their faith in me, their faith in I, that I shall redeem them. Hence, here, Jehovah preserveth those who affirm the faith. Emunim, Notzer Yahuwah. In commenting on the passage
from Malachi chapter 3 verses 17 to 18. Then shall ye y'all return and discern between the righteous and the ratchet, between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim, the true good, the true God, and him that serveth him not. Rav Aha Barada said that the words between the righteous and the ratchet, between the righteous and the wicked, mean, quote, between him who has faith and him who has no faith, that he that serveth Elohim, the true good, the true God, is he who is willing to serve Elohim's need, and that serveth him not is he who is not willing to serve Elohim, the true good, the true God's need. Thus, a man should not make the words of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, an edge tool for his own use, nor make them a crown to crown himself. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not means between him who repeats his chapter 101 times and him who repeats it only 100 times. Jehovah repayeth the others who would act proudly. Jehovah repayeth the others who would act proudly. Umashalei Ada Yetera Ose Gaiwa Ose Gaiva, and plentifully repayeth him that acteth heartily, refers to such of the disciples, the Talmudim, who study Torah not for the sake of Shemayim, of heaven, but for the sake of doing themselves proud in this world, and to such others who expect a reward in this world for their study of Torah. But as for them who occupy themselves with Torah and hope and expect for a reward therefore in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, the Iowa to come, mark that the next verse reads, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye, all y'all that hope in Jehovah. Chizkua ve'yah emetza levavikem. Kola Hamaya Khalim La Yahua those who are meant by all ye that hope in Jehovah, who are meant by call Hamaya Khalim La Yahua, those who are content to have their reward laid up, treasured up in the Olam Haba. I hate them that regard lying vanities. I hate them. Saneti Hashomri Havle Shav. I hate them. Objectively speaking, I hate them that regard lying vanities, refers to those who give heed to the lying vanities of divination. The Gan Eden, the Garden of Delight, the Garden of Eden says, I hate them that regard lying vanities. Saneti Hashomri Mahavle Shav, 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 Shav. And whom do I love? Him who regards thy precepts. And Gehenna, and Gehenna says, I love them that regard lying vanities. And whom do I hate? Him who regards thy precepts. For in Proverbs 30 and 15 it is read, the leech
has two daughters who say, give, give. For the leech has two daughters who say, give, give. These two are the Gan Be'eden and Gehenna. The Gan Be'eden says, give me mine, and Gehenna says, give me mine. Hence here, it is said, be of good courage, for he shall strengthen your heart, all ye, all y'all, that hope, that expect in Jehovah. Chizkuah, where y'all made a levavikem. Kol lahama yachalim la Yahuwah. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity. In verse 11, Kia kalu v'yagon nachayaya ushen notaya ba e'nacha kashala ba e'oni kochi. Why it's am I Asheshu, for my life is spent in sorrow, and my years in sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity. My strength faileth because of my iniquity. Ki kalu v'yagon chayai, my life is spent. V'yagon chayai, ushen notai ba'enacha in nacha sayin. Kashala ba evoni kochi, kashala ba eoni kochi. Rav Tanahum Barachiyah said, four things make a man's strength fail: sin, chatiyat akari, wayfaring, fasting, and the downpresser's rule. Of sin, of chatiyat of akari, it is written, my strength faileth because of my iniquity. Kashala ba e'avoni kochi. Of wayfaring, it is written, he weakeneth my strength in the way, in Psalm 102:24. Of fasting, it is written, my knees are weak through fasting, in Psalm 109:24. And of the downpresser's rule, it is written in Lamentations 1:14, he hath made my strength to fail. Jehovah hath delivered I into the hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. Rav Tahuma said, trouble also makes a man's strength fail. For it is written in Psalm 38, verses 9 and 11, by reason of the disquietness of my heart, by reason of the disquietness of my mind, my heart panteth, my strength faileth, my strength faileth.
Psalm 31.
Mizmor lamet aleph lamnatzeach mizmor le David.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust.
Becha Adonai hasiti.
Let me never be ashamed.
Al egosha le'olam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness.
Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, or an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, O ye...